talk. Joining me now is Salon.com political reporter Alex Seitz-Wald, who did the early reporting on this story, which is where we initially heard this stuff. Also, Jonathan Kay of the National Post and author of Among the Truthers, A Journey Through America's Growing Conspiracist Underground. So, Alex, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around these theories. It's not like they're coming just from one person or group. I mean, there are websites, YouTube videos, blog posts, all devoted to these absurd theories.
Yeah, I mean, there's really a surprising universe out there. If you Google Emily Parker's name, the girl you mentioned who the conspiracy theorists think is actually alive, the very first result that comes up, at least when I Googled it, was a conspiracy website. One of the most polished, professional-looking videos was produced by a 9/11 truther company, or they produced a video after 9/11 that got a lot of attention. This one kind of ties it all together, and I just checked a few minutes ago, it has almost 200,000 views on YouTube. Alex Jones, you know, who went off against Piers Morgan the other night, his website has a whole community forum section where there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of postings about these things. And if you just Google Sandy Hook hoax, you can find all kinds of things out there. So, I mean, this is a real strain within the movement out there, you know, these paranoid people who think the government is coming to snatch their guns.
And I mean, what's, you know, this is not, I mean, we off, you know, camera, we talked to a number of families today who didn't even want to come on camera because they are too upset about this to even address this. The fact that Emily Parker's family, you know, if they Google her name or anyone who knew Emily Parker Googles her name, and the first thing that would come up would be this sickening conspiracy theory based on the fact that her sister wore the same dress that Emily Parker had once worn in a photograph to meet with President Obama. I mean, that is just adding insult to injury. Jonathan, why do we see conspiracy theories pop up, I mean, in the wake of tragedies like this? Is that people, I mean, can't wrap their mind around something, why this would happen? Or is it just simply linked to the whole idea that these are people who believe the government is trying to take their guns, and this is just a way that they're trying to take guns?
Conspiracy theories are explanations for evil. And generally speaking, people hate the idea of random evil. They like the idea that evil is focused in some cabal of people. Whether it's, who knows, you know, whether it's Jews or Muslims or Illuminati or Freemasons or the New World Order, they love the idea that there's one central address for all of the evil that is afflicting a country, causing terrorism, causing mass shootings. And they're strangely attracted to that idea because once they've identified the evil, then they believe somehow they can fight it and expose it.